Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The new week begins with a new spate of deadly weather. Tornadoes and powerful thunderstorms cut through homes and hurled debris hundreds of feet into the air. WTTV-TV's Eric Graves is in Bargersville, Indiana.
Bill LaFonda ran inside from his garage when he saw the tornado coming.
I heard something hit the house, so I knew it was right here, but I didn't know it was this bad.
Officials say it cut through roughly 3 miles of Johnson County, damaging more than 75 homes, but thankfully, no injuries have been reported.
At least one person was killed an hour south in Martin County when a twister leveled a home there. Bad weather and a technology problem led to more than 1,000 flight cancellations up and down the East Coast yesterday. The EU's top diplomat says an attempted weekend mutiny by mercenary troops in Russia shows the war in Ukraine is eroding Vladimir Putin's grip on power. Correspondent Ian Lee reports.
With Wagner troops knocking on Moscow's gates, the Kremlin cut a deal. Wagner troops would be pardoned and returned to their bases. Criminal charges against Prigozhin would be dropped, and he'd go into exile in Belarus, whose leader brokered the agreement.
The U.S. Coast Guard's begun an investigation after mapping the accident site of the Titan submersible. Correspondent Cammy McCormick.
Coast Guard Rear Admiral John Mauger.
The Coast Guard has officially convened a Marine Board of Investigation into the loss of the submersible and the five people on board.
That investigation could lead to new regulations on deep sea diving or even criminal charges.
The wife and mother of two of the people killed on the Titan is speaking out. Christine Dawood tells the BBC she had planned to join her spouse.
It was supposed to be Shahzad and I going down, and but then I stepped back and gave the space to Suleiman because he really wanted to go.
She says her 19-year-old son had hoped to break a world record for solving a popular puzzle on his trip to see the Titanic wreckage.
He would not go anywhere without his Rubik's Cube. I think his best was 12 seconds or something like that.
Pride Month is coming to a close. CBS's Matt Piper has the story of a top athlete.
Skylar Baylor is the first openly trans athlete to compete for a Division I men's team in college, but it didn't start out that way.
I was actually recruited to swim for the women's team at Harvard.
But before college, he took a gap year, and in therapy realized his real struggle was with gender identity, and the school allowed him to go from the women's team to the men's.
I don't want any other kid to think that they can't exist because they don't see themselves.
Across the country, millions joined pride parades yesterday from Chicago all the way out to San Francisco. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
DQ presents... Picture this. You're getting together with all your best friends. Now picture all your best friends are actually the delicious ingredients of the new cake batter cookie dough blizzard. That's DQ soft serve, cake batter flavor, confetti cookie dough pieces, and DQ signature sprinkles. Oh, hey, it sounds like you got some pretty sweet friends. And that's worth queuing the confetti. Cookie dough! The flavor party isn't going to last forever, so hurry in and get your cake batter fix today. Only at DQ. Happy tastes good.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Parents, we know we can't protect our kids from everything. Eventually, they're going to bump their heads or scrape their knees. But we can protect them from six types of cancer. HPV, or human papillomavirus, is a common, preventable virus that can cause cancer later in life. The HPV vaccine prevents human papillomavirus and all the cancers it can cause. The American Cancer Society recommends getting your sons and daughters the HPV vaccine starting at age 9 to protect them later in life.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation. When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today. 855-954-1186.
All in to win. Gingras Thompson & Wachs. GTWLawyers.com.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Chance for scattered showers today, otherwise overcast skies. High temperatures reach up to 71, northwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 53. Tonight, mainly clear skies. Mainly sunny skies and calm again. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 81. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 62.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Breitlow.
Thank you, Don Rue. Welcome to the second hour of Up North News Radio for this Monday, June 26th, National Chocolate Pudding Day. We already talked about it being National Barcode Day, National Beauticians Day. It's a really nice day up here up north where it's 61 degrees, a bit of a chilly north wind, but after so much heat last week, it's nice to have a little rain and a little relief. If you missed our last hour where we talked about all the zeros that Republicans put in the state budget, you can catch the show anytime by subscribing to it as a podcast. Go to Apple, Spotify, any of the usual places, as well as the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us, and you can reach us live here in the studio at 844-967-2789 and email us at radio@upnorthnewswi.com. I'm joined now by two long experienced educators across Wisconsin. Jim Shaw is acting superintendent from South Milwaukee. He has spent his life in education as an educator and administrator, been part of the Wisconsin Association of Excellent Schools, Wisconsin Public Education Network. Jim Bowman is a former educator and school board member in the Appleton area. He heads up Fox City's Advocates for Public Education. They are a very active advocacy group for public schools. And so Jim Shaw and Jim Bowman could not be better choices to talk about the state budget and the grand compromise that was reached between Governor Evers and legislative Republicans and whether that's the best that we could expect from this state budget, which could pass sometime this week. Jim Shaw, Jim Bowman, good morning. Thanks for being here.
Good morning. Good morning, Pat.
Nice to have both of you here. Let's see. We've got, I guess I have to start with the term compromise, because there's been a lot of discussion about whether the compromise that increased public school funding, but also greatly increased funding for vouchers for private and religious schools, if that was really the best deal that we could get from this legislature and this governor. Now, the components of that a compromise did pass last week separate from the budget. So what is it that you are telling people in the Capitol and around Wisconsin this week that you think could yet be changed before the budget bill passes? Jim Bowman, you want to give that a go first?
I talked to people about the impact of the proposed budget on our schools. So I think it's heads are swimming with these huge numbers, but people can understand the need to hold on to our good teachers, to be able to give them a salary increase that is at least comes as close as we can to at least keeping them whole with the high levels of inflation that they are experiencing. And that's the number one concern of most superintendents, is that the budget won't enable them to hold on to their talented staff.
And Jim Shaw, is that also is that the main concern that you talk about as far as whether something could be changed in the state budget this week?
I think so. And our school board in South Milwaukee just passed a resolution because they referred to this budget as inadequate, inequitable, and hurtful. So that's pretty strong language. And I think they felt that way for a number of reasons. Maybe one of the most important reasons is the funding for special education. You know, special education kids are our most vulnerable kids. Those are the kids we take pride in serving in public schools because we're the schools for all the kids of all the people. We want to serve our special education kids. The state right now is funding special education at about 33% with the increase. That still makes Wisconsin one of the worst states in the nation in funding for special education. Again, our most vulnerable kids, the kids we take pride in public schools and in serving. So this budget to me, I agree with our school board. I think it's hurtful. We need the resources for our special education kids.
I do this every time, and I'm going to do it again this time because it was a surprise the first time I heard it last year, and I think more people need to hear about the abysmal rate of reimbursement because special education costs a lot more, and there was once a time where the state reimbursed school districts 90% of the cost of special education, but as that number's gone lower and lower, school districts still have to spend that money. But then because they're not being reimbursed by the state, that money is coming out of their, you know, general spending that would otherwise be used throughout the schools. And Jim Bowman, I'm not expecting you to know the history of it, but for it to come, however low it went, I think well below 30%, that 33% is that really a compromise in your estimation?
No, it is not. And it's very inadequate. And the public needs to understand that special ed kids are being paid. In other words, we are getting the services to special ed kids that the law requires and that we think we need. The loss due to the low reimbursement is everybody else. It's all the kids who do not have an IEP, who do not have a disability. And that's about 85% of the Wisconsin public, public school body. So all these kids who do not have a disability are losing out. They're not getting the services that they deserve, and particularly in smaller class sizes.
We are talking to Jim Bowman of the Fox Cities Advocates for Public Education, and Jim Shaw is the interim superintendent in South Milwaukee. And we're going to continue this conversation in just a bit on what can be done in the state budget bill yet before it passes the legislature, perhaps this week, that it can take last week's school funding compromise and amend it so that we do less damage to public education in Wisconsin, something that has been sadly a trend for the past 12 years or so. We'll be back with more. First, we'll check the weatherology forecast and a quick check on sports next. You're up north.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
Insure yourself a brighter future with help from insurance agent Stephanie Morales. Stephanie's passion is educating families on affordable, sufficient coverage, along with using your insurance for emergencies to major purchases while you're alive. Book a free insurance consultation with Stephanie Morales today at stephaniemorales.net or call 414-791-0124. That's 414-791-0124. Call today to begin that brighter future. Stephanie Morales Insurance.
creating a legacy.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Why a RICO charge counselor? What's that mean to the layperson?
It was written for Organized Crime, Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act. That's where RICO comes from. The notion that you've got an entity whose purpose is to try to perpetuate some crime. It's more than just a singular event. It is a composite of kind of a corporate conspiracy doing things toward this illegal end.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected on the Civic Media Network. CivicMedia.us.
All right, the Milwaukee Brewers managed to take 2 of 3 from Cleveland. It wasn't always pretty, but they did so. And in winning yesterday, that just keeps them just a bit under the Cincinnati Reds, who are coming off that, I think it was a 12-game winning streak before they hit a couple of losses this week. Owen Miller had the tie-breaking double in the 10th inning as the Brewers beat Cleveland 5-4 on Sunday. They're now in New York for a 4-game series against the Mets. 6 o'clock start time each evening this week, and then it's off to Pittsburgh next weekend as the road trip rolls on. All right, I mentioned it's a lot cloudier out here, a little cooler with that north wind and everything else that we deal with here, but summer in Wisconsin will do that. It'll throw you a heat wave one day and a little bit of a chill the next, although it's, I would argue, somewhat refreshing. Here's Michael Cairo. He's got the state of Wisconsin forecast, all border to border, coast to coast for the state from Weatherology. Michael, good morning.
Good morning to you. And yeah, we are looking to stay cooler than average here across all the state here to start off your work week for today. Only expecting highs in the upper 60s to lower 70 degree range in areas like the Fox River Valley over to near Green Bay and down to near Milwaukee, where we'll also have the better chance for some measurable rain lingering there, especially in areas closest to the Lake Michigan shoreline for today. But much of the remainder of the state can't completely rule out some isolated showers or sprinkles out there for today, as that slow moving area of low pressure continues to remain nearly stationary across the eastern Great Lakes. High temperatures and to the western portions of Wisconsin for today, closer to the middle to upper range of the 70s. Then for tonight, any lingering showers wrapping up across eastern portions of Wisconsin early on this evening. Will stay dry across much of the remainder of the state for tonight. Overnight low temperatures dropping back into the lower 50s for Wausau, the middle 50s for Eau Claire over to near Amory, and upper 50s for areas like Madison and down to near Milwaukee. As high pressure then builds in from the west on Tuesday, more in the way of sunshine making a return, and we're back closer to average temperature-wise, could approach some middle 80-degree radiance for areas like Eau Claire down to near La Crosse. I think we'll stay closer, though, to the 70s, upper 70s for Oshkosh over to near Sheboygan as well there for your Tuesday, with more in the way of sunshine again statewide for tomorrow. Another trough of low pressure, though, works in from the west on Wednesday, bringing our next chance for some scattered showers and storms there. Still no major heat waves midweek, looking at lower to middle 80-degree radiance for southern and western portions of Wisconsin, upper 70s and lower 80s expected across the east, and then some hit-and-miss type shower and storm chances both Thursday and into your Friday, but not expecting any washouts any one day. Middle to upper 80s, a possibility into the far southwestern corner of the state on Thursday, but I think much of the remainder of the state in the upper 70s to lower 80s.
All sounding very good, Michael. Thank you very much. Have a great week.
You too.
That's Michael Cairo from Weatherology joining us every morning, along with Jennifer Wojcicki to keep us updated on things. Right now, it's 66 in La Crosse. It's 59 for folks in Wisconsin Rapids listening on locally grown radio. The folks listening to us on Oshkosh Air Support, 66 degrees out by you. And in Amory, folks listening to Lake Air, 63 degrees. And here on Lake Wissota, it is 64 for folks listening on our home base, 93.5 The Tap. Let's continue our conversation now with Jim Bowman and Jim Shaw. We are talking about the school.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
To everyone who wants a meal made just for you, let our team member Arish share what makes Culver's special.
We know the best meals are the ones shared with the people you love, like our cook-to-order butter burgers and our real Wisconsin cheese curds. And there's no better way to treat yourself than our creamy, fresh, frozen custard. I put the same care into your meal that I would for my own family.
Come to Culver's for a meal made the Wisconsin way.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Culver's, 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids.
Look up cheese curds, you'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, so did you guess it takes 10 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of curds? Now we want to know your favorite and where do you get your squeaky or deep fried curds? Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Finance Committee, I honestly don't know what, if anything, they restored back in terms of an increase in mental health services. But whatever it is, Jim Bowman, tell me more about the crisis of mental health and how much more is going to be needed for kids. Something that, by the way, predated the pandemic, right?
Now, one significant cause of mental health issues in the K through 12 schools is in families with lower income levels. Now, in my district, that's Appleton, about 40% of our kids are classified as low income. And that's about representative of the whole state. Now, if you think about those families, they are generally on low income, working low income minimum wage jobs. And when that job folds, when the job ends, when they get laid off, they get laid off. Now they can probably find another minimum wage job in the current income, but it's in current economy, but it's probably at a different organization. And they may have to move from one location, one rental unit to another. So the effect on children in the K through 12 schools is that we've got kids who slept in cars the night before. So they're in class trying to learn about Chaucer when they know they didn't get a good night's sleep when the other kids did. We've got other kids that are moved from school to school because their parents are relocated from one rental unit to another. And so they are uprooted with a whole new class of peers and that are strange. And those two problems, where you slept the night before, and the peers you have cause mental health issues, particularly in the elementary ages. So we need specialists at the schools that will help the kids and the parents deal with these issues. And for that, we need funding.
Not to mention as well, these kids are also often going hungry. And again, the governor proposed no-cost school lunches and breakfast, and Republicans took that out as well. Jim Shaw, let me start with you, interim superintendent in South Milwaukee. And look, folks are going to say, well, you're talking to public school advocates and, you know, you're just going to sit here and bash private schools. And to me, it's not about bashing private schools, although it can be argued that they're less accountable and no more successful than public schools. But the point isn't the school's existence. The point is the vouchers. And Jim Shaw, it seems to me that after all these years, what started as a tiny voucher experiment really does have the Wisconsin taxpayer paying for two school systems, two parallel school systems in the state. I can't imagine there's any other state like that. And I also can't imagine that is sustainable for South Milwaukee and every other public school district.
Well, I don't think two public school systems are sustainable. We have one public school system that is accountable, and we have another private school, publicly funded system that will be unaccountable. And I don't think that is, first of all, sustainable. But secondly, I think it's going to lead to some inequality. I think when we talk about, are all schools going to be representative of their populations? Are we going to have equal poverty rates, equal people represented by creed, by race, by religion, by poverty? So we want to have all the kids of all the people served in our public schools. And we are going to create one system that is not going to serve all the kids. It's going to have the ability to select, to choose, to screen basically who comes to their schools, and then to be unaccountable for the results. So no, I do not think that two school systems are sustainable in the long run and will be unfair and inequitable.
So Jim Bowman, this week, again, folks are gathering in the Capitol, what I call a lobbyist with a lowercase L, you know, regular folks who are just trying to, through other groups, trying to make their case to amend the state budget, if you will. Jim, it's not like you can have people call in and say, just put back everything Governor Evers proposed. But if somebody were to call the Wisconsin Legislative Hotline at 800-362-9472 and be connected with the offices of their state assembly rep or state senator, what exactly would you like the average person just to say to the office of their assembly rep or senator? What is the ask they should be making?
I would like for them to talk about real life in the public schools in their area. I'd like for them to talk about the school down the street. In my advocacy group, we talk to superintendents to ask them what the impact of this budget compromise will be. And we are hearing some of our major districts in the Fox Cities have only enough funding in that budget to fund their schools for 1 year. The two-year budget gives them enough money for 1 year. For the second year, they're going to have to find money someplace else. One district's going to go to fund balance, which is savings. You can only do that once or twice. You just can't keep robbing your savings to pay for operations. So I'd like for the common public residents to get a better feel for how this budget affects their child or the child down the street, and then talk to their representative about real life.
And then last question for both of you, and this gets away from the text of a bill or the numbers in a bill, and just your own, I just want to close with your own feelings on this. I'm going to say it as if you needed reminding. We have a budget surplus of $7 billion. Jim Bowman, what do you make of having that large of a surplus, and yet you're here in the last week of the budget bill scrimping and asking people for change to help these school districts? How does that feel?
The felt need of legislators to award tax reductions is now in competition with the school down the street. There's so much money to go along, and they are pulled in different directions. One direction is to invest in the children of the future, and the other is to reduce tax rates. And the current legislature is giving more preference to reducing taxes.
And Jim Shaw, what's your feeling on the opportunities that may have been lost with this surplus?
I've been a superintendent in urban districts and suburban districts, in rural districts. They have one thing in common. They're the heart of the community. People value their public schools. They want public schools to be funded. And that's a Wisconsin value. That's part of the Wisconsin idea. We value public education. This budget devalues public education. There is no reason right now that this surplus money, at least some of it, could be devoted to the thing that most people value most in their community, their children and their local public schools.
Jim Shaw, Jim Bowman, thank you both very much. Wish you all the best this week with your efforts.
Thank you, Bob.
We'll be back to talk about child care counts. You're up north.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new life.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Walks, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Walks today, 855-954-1186.
Calling to win, Gingras Thompson & Walks, GTWLawyers.com.
If you're searching for a lawn service that delivers exceptional results, S. Johnson Lawn Service is at your service. With years of experience in the industry, their team specializes in custom designs and complete remodels. And S. Johnson Lawn Service is now hiring drivers and a licensed fertilizer technician.
They're also willing to train.
Visit sjohnsonlawnservice.com or call 715-305-4729 today for a free estimate. That's 715-305-4729. S. Johnson Lawn Service, quality landscaping and design services at competitive prices.
Dynamite! Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Why limit vacation? Let Home Furniture and Design help you staycation every weekend or every day. Whether you want to have family and friends over or just enjoy your staycation yourself, Home Furniture and Design has everything to make it happen. Outdoor furniture including Adirondack chairs, fire pits, sectionals, and dining tables. Make it a staycation. Big or small with Home Furniture and Design, West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids, and Post Road in Plover. Or go to our website at homefurniture-wi.com.
Welcome to Stone Age Gem Mineral and More.
Hi, I find myself worrying a lot at work.
I have a stone to help with that.
Really? My anxiety has been through the roof lately.
I have a crystal for that. Stone Age Gem Mineral and More is here for you. Find a natural solution to your everyday needs. Customize your healing with the help of knowledgeable staff. Find us on Facebook and start your healing journey today. Stone Age Gem Mineral and More. We have a crystal for that.
Don't search through the phone book for hours looking for help. Don't waste time being transferred from department to department looking for answers. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, simply dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Free and confidential information and referral is available throughout Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 and get connected and get answers.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for scattered showers today, otherwise overcast skies. High temperatures reach up to 71, northwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 53. Tonight, mainly clear skies. Mainly sunny skies and calm again. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 81. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 62.
Up North News with our daily newsletter. Go to our website, upnorthnewswi.com, and click newsletter on the top banner. Once again, here's Pat Kreitlow.
We are going to talk again about the effort to save affordable child care in Wisconsin. It is not a Wisconsin-only problem, so let's take a look from a national standpoint to tell you that billions of dollars in federal subsidies for child care providers are going to run out in September, and Democrats in Congress have been sounding the alarm about a child care cliff. There was some $40 billion from the American Rescue Plan that relieved the burden on the economy during the pandemic. And that allowed child care facilities to raise wages, to lower tuition, to expand services. But with that program ending September 30th, an estimated 3.2 million children could lose access to child care. And the Century Foundation estimates that one third of the child care facilities that receive the funding will close. That's going to cost the American economy an estimated $10 billion a year and cost families $9 billion annually in lost earnings. Now, it's going to hit every state. But now let's bring the focus back to Wisconsin and what it's going to do here, because the state, stop me if you've heard this before, has a $7 billion surplus. Governor Evers proposed saying, okay, that federal money is going to go away. We have a surplus. Let's put $340 million towards it. Republicans did not opt to put a smaller number in there. Well, they did. The number was zero. And ever since then, people like Corrine Hendrickson and Joan Beck have been trying to advocate members of the legislature to put it back in. They're going to continue that work this week in hopes of getting the budget bill amended before the budget bill goes to Governor Evers for a signature or veto. Joan and Corrine, good morning. Thank you for being here.
Morning.
Corrine, you have been especially active on this. We've talked about your testimony before Congress on the matter. You are already well familiar with what's happening at a national standpoint. And it sure seems that when you explain it this way, with a state surplus, that this shouldn't be this hard. But Corrine, you know, you have your work cut out for you this week.
Yeah, absolutely. It's mind-boggling how hard it is, because the very same people who talk about common sense investments and making sure that, you know, our communities have what they need and talk about how important families and children are, the very same people who are basically zeroing out every single support for families and children. And they're doing tax cuts for the richest and trying to claim that, you know, because there are more people who are going to be receiving the tax cuts, it's a bigger tax cut for that group of people. But that's not how math works. So yeah, we're working really hard to inform people of how this will actually impact them. So much we hear it's a parent's problem, but then forgetting the fact that if parents can't work, then they aren't going to get goods and services that they want. And those restaurants that are always closed, that they're complaining about shorter hours, you know, that's all going to be impacted, because really at the end of the day, if there's no care for children, mostly women, some men, but mostly women will be forced out of the workforce.
Joan, can you talk about it from the standpoint of your child care center in Dodge County, what the Child Care Counts program has meant during the years of the pandemic? And again, I hasten to add, this was a problem before the pandemic. It simply made it worse. But what have the past couple of years been like with assistance?
The past couple of years, we've finally been able to pay wages to our staff that they should be paid. Most of my staff have associate or bachelor's degree, and if they go out into the real world, they're making a lot more than $13, $14, $15 an hour. With the Child Care Counts funding, I was able to give bonuses, raise their wages, and not only child care has raised wages, but everyone across the state has raised wages. For me now to come back to my staff and say, hey, I'm going to have to cut your bonuses, I'm going to have to cut your wages, I will have no workforce left. And that is the biggest problem that I see. Plus, we will raise rates. So families that are already strapped paying fees are now going to be charged even more, which is going to make my program and all the programs across the state just for the upper middle class who can afford us. It's really cutting out the strong middle class workforce. The common man who goes to work every day cannot afford childcare in the state of Wisconsin. And that is just going to continue more and more. And that's the biggest problem I see is to maintain my workforce. Like Corrine said, everybody is trying to maintain a workforce. I have to raise rates. I don't know what the families are going to do, how they're going to afford to pay that. Plus, I have a wait list of parents who are waiting to get into my program so I can tap into them, but I'm not sure if they can afford me either. And when Congress was saying that childcare families have a lot of choices, they didn't take into effect that every program across the state has a wait list with 50 to 80 to 90 children on that wait list, because parents cannot find childcare, especially parents of infants. Infant care just does not exist in Wisconsin the way it should. And that is very sad for our economy, for our workforce, for Wisconsin going forward. If we don't care for the youngest people in our state, who's going to be around? It's going to end there.
So let me get into some of the more political or economic arguments about this. And I heard, Corinne, when you were on with Kristen Bry a few days back, I know Gary from Sussex called in with this question, and it's come up in other places as well, is what is so special about child care? Are we picking winners and losers? Because there were a lot of sectors of the economy that benefited from federal pandemic relief. Why this one? And look, I could talk for the next 20 minutes and answer that question, but I'd like to hear it from somebody who's actually in the trenches. Talk about the importance of this particular pandemic relief program continuing on. Is this picking winners and losers?
Absolutely not, because before the pandemic happened, we were fighting and advocating and talking about how childcare is the foundation of our economies. Childcare is the workforce behind the workforce today and tomorrow. We build those brains. Back to 90% of the brain is developed by the age of five. If you have caring, responsive relationships with an adult, parent, teacher, neighbor, whatever, your brain will be built to its biggest capacity. And then in the future, you will then also be able to be a productive member of our society and be thriving. We are one of the only countries in the world that does not invest in our children. We do about $500 per infant toddler. That's our average. The rest of the developed world does approximately 11,000 up to 20 some thousand plus in the Nordic countries. They invest because they use the actual studies that we did in the 60s and 70s to create the actual programs and implement them that we then tried to do in 1972 when we passed universal childcare. So this isn't a new thing, but the pandemic was our opportunity as advocates to be able to say, hey, now is your chance to invest in us. Now is your chance to really understand what is happening and how we can benefit from it and what it will do if you put money into childcare. So that's the biggest thing. Right now, our parents are paying out of pocket, but so are the ones who care for and educate the children by not charging what we need to charge. So we charge a market rate like any other business. You know what you can charge for your product. Our product is people, though. So we can't really go back and say, okay, now you're a doctor. You owe me for the years of work I did with you. Same with the K-12 system. It's the same idea. It's a public good. So for instance, when people say that parents should be paying the true cost of care, that means that it should be around $21,600 for an infant to two-year-old and $10,800 for six-year-olds. Right now in Greene County, where I live, our average rate per month is around $1,000 max for those 0 to 2 year olds. So those parents are supposed to come up with another $800 a month. Are you kidding me? And how are their employers going to react once they find that out, that they have to now double the wages for every single employee so that their working parents can stay working for them?
So again, coming back from a political standpoint, this, I want to do a follow-up with you, Corinne, and then I'm going to go to Joan, because we're going to talk about the two co-chairs of the legislature's Joint Finance Committee. Again, the Joint Finance Committee is what, writes the budget. There's not a Senate Finance Committee and an Assembly Finance Committee. They have a joint committee. They do it together. And the co-chairs, Republicans, of course, are Mark Bourne, State Assembly Rep, and Howard Markline. And Corinne, I do recall you saying last week that every effort that's been made to try to convey the seriousness of this issue to Senator Markline hasn't just fallen on deaf ears, but an outright refusal to meet with childcare providers. Please tell me something has changed since then.
Well, no, they haven't reached out to meet with us. However, after we did the rally last week, we sent people in that were attending up to the offices of their representatives and said, hey, knock on the door, politely talk to them about childcare counts and ask them to support the amendment for $340 million to the state budget to continue the program. So several of us went up to Senator Markline's office. He was in Joint Finance Committee meetings, and we spent about an hour in there talking with his people and telling them, this is what this really means. This $95 million sheet handout that you have prepared for us as we walk in the door really isn't, truthful. Brooke Skidmore went with me and she said, well, this right here isn't state money. Yes, you allocated it, but it's federally required money that comes from the federal government for those specific programs that they're highlighting. That's not state money. It's just federal money that we're using to support our childcare and our state so far has a $0 investment in the state budget for it.
Wait, that's exactly what they're doing with broadband, where they said, well, there's federal money coming in, and so therefore we can bring the state share down to zero, and they call it good when, I mean, that's impressive. Joan, you're in Assembly Rep Mark Bourne's district, the other co-chair. What's the communication been like with Representative Bourne?
It's very good. Representative and Bourne and I developed a relationship early on when he was a newbie in Congress. And And he's reached out to me a number of times, and he says the biggest problem is he can't get the Republican Party to move on this. He said it's like a brick wall. And mainly it's because so many different people were funded with the COVID funds, and they all want to continue that funding. And I get that. I get that. Once you get the slush of money, you want it to keep coming. But I keep impressing on him that if you don't fund childcare, and I just talked to him recently, and I said, the fallout from this is going to be dramatic across the state. If we think there are restaurants and businesses having trouble now finding care, just wait, give it another 4, 5, 6 months, year. It'll be dramatic how many fewer people are at work in the state because they can't get childcare. And the other thing I always say to him is, like Corrine pointed out, when you invest in the youngest people in our society, you invest in long-term returns. It's proven that if a child gets good quality care early on, they're more likely to graduate from high school. They're more or less likely to be incarcerated. So many positive things that are part of it that save us money down the road. It's a long-term investment, and it's been proven by many studies that $1 invested in childcare returns anywhere from $15 to $17 at the end result. And I think that's to me is the dramatic point right there.
Oh, without a doubt. And for those legislators and for any who just might happen to be listening, to say, well, we can't help everybody. That's your job, is not to fund everybody, but to make decisions. Now, decisions were made. Every budget is about making decisions. So don't just say, well, everybody's got their hand out. Everybody's asking for money. So what? That's your job, is to look at all of those and say, here's where we want to put our priority. And at the moment, Corrine, it seems like they're choosing tax cuts for millionaires as being a more important use of the surplus than early childhood education.
Yeah, and it doesn't make sense to me, because again, if you want to say that you can't help everyone, honestly, the best way to help everyone is to invest in childcare. It helps the parents, it helps the families, it helps the educators, it helps the K-12 system, because we have those kids better prepared to go to school. We've identified special education needs, and we are getting them the services that they need at 3 and 4 instead of waiting till they get to the school at 5 and 6. Like they talk about criminal rates. We expel children from childcare for behavior problems at 3 times the rate of the entire K-12 system. And then those kids are 8 times more likely to end up in jail. So if you want to talk crime rates, you want to talk healthcare, those first 5 years, like nutrition and everything like that, it will decrease our healthcare costs later. So really, if you want to invest in our entire state, the number one thing you can do is put it in childcare.
And I would say for folks, again, we talked about this in the last segment as well, but the legislative hotline number is 800-362-9472, and let them know about the importance. Again, it doesn't have to be all $340 million. It arguably should be more, but zero is just not an acceptable number for this. Joan Beck, Corrine Hendrickson, again, we appreciate the update. We know you have a very busy week ahead, but thanks for making time and telling our listeners more about what's at stake this week.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Have a very good day. Well, when we come back, we'll talk just a bit more about this topic, and then we'll move into 3 things that you should know to start the week with Civic Media News Director Terry Bell. That's all just ahead. You're up north.
The law firm of Gingras, Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to 3 different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras, Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186. Calling to win, Gingras, Thompson & Wachs, GTW Lawyer Center.
Firestarters.com.
Apple pie, fireworks, parades, red, white, and blue. Civic Media loves 4th of July, and we hope you do too. Would your business benefit from reaching hundreds of thousands of radio listeners? Show your American pride by helping sponsor radio promos, celebrating Independence Day, listing safe fireworks displays, and honoring military veterans. If your business would like to be involved, email your name and phone number to info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Wider wheat, classic or old-fashioned, with or without sesame seed. With so many choices, selecting the right bun for your perfectly grilled burgers, hot dogs, and brats can seem overwhelming. Relax. The bakers at Village Hearth have made your choice easy. With state-of-the-art bakeries and facilities throughout the Midwest, our buns are baked and delivered by folks just like you. So when you see the familiar red Village Hearth logo on the package, you'll be selecting the freshest, most flavorful buns available. Village Hearth Buns. Baked locally, delivered fresh daily.
When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things, even committed some crimes, but I am not a criminal.
Youth Advocate Programs is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. Learn how at yapinc.org.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
See how my hair's a lot shorter? You kept telling me, you kept talking about having all that hair. I told my wife, I said, Gilbert been talking about my having too much of that white hair. So I got her to cut it down. And I know I look better.
You should have told her to cut it off.
What, my head?
Yeah, no. We need you around. We're talking about that hair.
Hey, it looks a lot better,
Earl. Just because you're an old man, you don't have to have an old man haircut. You got the old man haircut.
What is old man haircut, man?
That length you got right there,
is that too long?
Cut it down to a one or two line.
Listen, man, most old men
or let it grow to an afro, but with a fade.
Most old men don't have no hair. Okay.
Then you're right about that too.
So my hair still grows. So I have no problem. And I wish I could do what you got right there.
What am I doing?
A full beard, man. I can't do no full beard, man.
You can't do no full beard?
Nah, man, could never do a full beard. That's why I wear like
this. You can do it.
No, it don't.
You just ain't got the patience to do it.
What you mean?
You get to a certain point and you give up and cut it off.
Oh, yeah.
That's just like swimming from Alcatraz. You got halfway. And then you just say, I can't do this no more. And swim all the way back.
That might be right because it looked terrible.
Yeah. It's going to be a point in there where it's just going to be raggedy. You got to still fight in there. You know, they got some stuff now, Earl's cut them oils, man. It's just to put in your face to let it grow, trying to help it grow, man.
Oh, man.
You got to spend money, Earl. That's your problem.
I got to have some money to spend.
That's your problem.
Hey, man. Hey.
Well, let's talk to that dude Croup to get some more money. Let's say we going on a strike. The brother's going on a strike that we get some more money.
Hey, man, they trying to do something with you and Leroy Butler, a radio show. They talking about it right now, man. They asking me about, you know, they got a sports station now.
Yeah, I heard that last time I talked to that fool was probably a month and a half ago. He come calling me talking about some sports this, some sports that. And I'm just like, I don't care what you're talking about, this long as it's another contract. I ain't going off the same one.
No, man. Let me tell you something. They're dead serious. They got the money. You know, these people got 19 radio stations, man.
So here's the thing. They go. They if that's what they want to do, you better tell them that don't go to Leroy Direct or his people. He probably need to go through me. Because if they go through Leroy Direct, or Leroy don't know these people, so he gonna charge you out that the wooza, and it ain't gonna never happen.
So let me ask you, because and one of the things I want y'all to do, hey man, I could be the sports guy with y'all. They talking about they got some other cat, you know.
Who?
I don't know, man. Some cat.
Earl, that has never been, and I hate to say this word, excuse my French, Calvin. Calvin, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Cover your ears. Cover your ears. I don't want you to hear this terminology I'm about to say. Earl, they ain't never been three niggas on the radio at the same time. Do you hear me?
Well, I don't know nothing about that, man.
Did you hear me?
Yeah, I heard you.
Did you hear me, though?
Yeah.
So, in order for us to do that, which I would have to tell, I said, hey, man, you bringing in this new dude, but it ain't going to work if you ain't got chemistry.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? If you don't have the chemistry, it don't work. And I believe me, you, and Leroy got great chemistry. The only thing, Earl, is that you would have to be the X's and O's man, too. That means you got to do a lot of research on the sports world so you make me and Leroy look good.
Hey, Gilbert, listen, man.
Kind of like what you're doing now with me. But I'm just good at it. You thought I would.
Hey, Gilbert, sports is my first love. And so
I know that.
I know. So I know
you're a pickleball loving some bitch. I understand that.
Now, I don't know anything about pickleball, but I do know sports and I do know football. Football has been my love since I was as young as I could be. And especially when you talking about during football season, man. Come on, man. Man, and like you said, chemistry. Is what that's about, man. And you and
who is the guy? Do you know?
I don't know, man. He's really serious. They serious about this, man. That's what I'm bringing it
well,
to
then,
you.
Well, this is what you got to do, Earl. You got to go back to him with that angle of you got to talk to get Gilbert to do it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then, because Leroy ain't going to do it. Not without breaking the bank. Cause Leroy get,
he got a yellow jacket.
He got a yellow jacket, man. So he get his starting appearance fee is $50,000 for 2 hours. For 2 hours, Earl. He get $50,000 for 2 hours.
No wonder he got that smile like that all the time, man.
Oh, glistening.
No wonder he's smiling all the time.
That's just start. And don't be no big corporation. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Did he really go hit you over there? And he got the power because he got that gold jacket.
So what I'll do is I'll have Crook call you then.
Yeah, say if y'all want Leroy, you got to go through Gilbert. And then that's when I'm going to start hitting it with, hey, man, you know, me and Earl got this great chemistry, man. Can you imagine me, Earl, and Leroy? Now, the only reason he don't do it is that Coop don't like you. That's the only reason.
Well, you know, yeah.
I'm just saying.
Well, see, you know, just because somebody has you know, been in sports doesn't mean that they always the best person. You know, you've been interviewed by a million people. You've been on a million different sports shows. Huh?
All of them stupid.
Yeah, man,
all of them
stupid. Chemistry is missing in a lot of that. You know, I mean, I'm sure you've been interviewed by people who say, hey, Gilbert, how much you weigh now?
Something stupid. Yeah, yeah. But see, here's the thing. Here's the thing with that, too. Nobody thought Shannon Sharpe and Skip Bayless would get along.
I know.
Or have great chemistry to have that show on for so long.
Well, you know, man.
Go ahead, bro.
I remember listening to you on the sports show, and the guy said, "How come you're not married?"
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I said hi.
WFHR, okay, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.1.